FM.
The RAT. That is an acronym that we hadn't heard of probably a month ago, but now the RAT is rapidly replacing the PCR in terms of your at-home COVID test, which means we are all going to have to at some stage give ourselves a RAT. I had to do one last night. I didn't know how far to stick the thing up. So we've got an expert in. It's Dr. Eric Levi. He is an ear, nose and throat specialist. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Matey, run us through it. The best way to do a RAT.
Well, we're all experts at digging our own noses now, aren't we, as a nation? So the quickest and easiest way, or the simplest and easiest way and the least painful, will be just to go low and go slow. So a lot of us are actually aiming the test kit upwards, or the swab upwards, and then the roof of the nose is narrow, and it can be quite painful if you go too fast as well, because the nose registers movement as pain. So going low, going slow, and twirling it around for about 15-30 seconds would be the best way to get as much sample as possible and with as little pain as possible.
And Doctor, how important is the 15 to 30 seconds? Because I know the couple of rats I've done, I don't reckon I've made it to 15 seconds in either nostril.
Well, the test is designed by scientists, right? And they've been doing it. Now, we are pushing this test to all of us, just common people digging our own noses. So I do think that there is some importance in trying to get as much sample as possible of the mucosal lining so that we can get the most accurate test.
And thank you for being the first person ever on our show to say mucosal lining. So thank you very much.
It's basically snot, yeah?
Yeah.
Exactly right. Hey,
mate, what about when it comes to the drips? I think it's like 4 or 5 drips. Can you put too many on the little pad thing, or does it not really matter?
It doesn't really matter. But what's important as well is just noticing that there is about 21 different brands of this. Mm. And reading the test is time sensitive. So some brands tell you to read it between 10 to 15 minutes and then discard after that. Other brands tell you to read it between 15 and 30 minutes and discard after that. So actually knowing the timing of your particular brand is quite important. Follow the instructions carefully.
Now, you say go low and slow, because on the instructions to the RAT test that I had, it said 1.5 centimetres to 2.5 centimetres up your schnauzer there. And I don't think many people are going 2.5. So you're saying 1.5 is enough as long as you do it for long enough.
For an adult, I would say about 2 to 3 centimetres will be about the rough area around the mid part of your nose.
Wow.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. 2 centimetres. For a child, if you've got a young child, of course, just 1, no more than 2 centimetres will be fine. The idea is the front of the nose is lined by dry, hairy skin. You know that hair that you pull out? You don't want that part. You want the part beyond that, just a little bit deeper.
Hey, doctor, do you know, is there any evidence if you get Omicron, can you get it again? Or once you get it, do you build up some kind of immunity?
That's a fascinating question that we still haven't yet been able to answer. I mean, we know that people who have had previous Alpha or Delta who have, you know, gotten Omicron. But at this stage, we don't really know. We don't have enough data to be sure that, you know, 6 months from now, those who have had Omicron today, will they catch again a different strain? Now, that's the thing that we don't know.
Now, doctor, a friend of mine is currently trying to deliberately get COVID. Is my friend an idiot, or is that perhaps smart on some level to try and get it out of the way?
Oh, I know a lot of these discussions happen around social media. Mm. Now, as a doctor, I just cannot recommend anyone catching any virus, particularly a virus like Omicron that has only been typed just about a month or two ago. So we don't actually know, although we know most people don't have severe symptoms. We still don't know if some of these people who catch it get long COVID. It's almost as if I was a car designer asking a person to drive into a wall, checking that the seatbelt worked. You know, I just can't do that, in most situations, you're probably going to be okay. But in some situations, you might catch a very severe presentation or symptoms of your disease. Mm. Yeah, so I can't quite recommend that yet.
Brilliant, mate. And before we let you go, can you just do us a favour and say, hi, I'm Dr. Eric.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric, a snot surgeon.
All right, thank you so much for clarifying those issues for us, Doctor.
No problem. Beck, Cozzy and Limo, SAFM.